And I'm joined now up in the booth by Isaac Lorenzoni, who comes in relief of Carson McClain on the mound, throws 2.1 innings, strikes out 3, walks 2, gives up 1 hit, but no runs earned or otherwise. First of all, Isaac, to get us started, I'd have to imagine it feels pretty darn good to be standing up here right now knowing you're going to play for a tournament championship the second year in a row, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. It feels amazing. It's really exciting in tournaments like these to be able to go far and go to the last day of the tournament, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I have to ask as well, I saw after that sixth inning, the bases got loaded, you got into a bit of a jam, but you get the strikeout to get yourself out of it, you were fired up, and it looked like you exchanged some words with the Copper Country dugout here. Was this just an intense tournament semifinal, or is there a bit of a rivalry here, or can you elaborate?
Yeah, I don't even know any of these kids. I just heard him saying something about, like, he can't throw a strike and all that, so I mean, I struck him out, and I looked over at him and kind of gave him a little yell because, yeah, intense.
Well, you certainly earned it with the big strikeout, and then you come back out in the seventh as well, and you just put it to rest. You don't allow a base runner, 2 strikeouts, and inducing a ground out for the final out as well. And to have the kind of offense that you guys do, I mean, you've cracked double-digit runs now for the third time in 5 games. As a pitcher, how does that help you when you're on the mound? Does it give you more confidence to be perhaps a bit more bold in your choices of pitches and where you locate them?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing being able to give up a few runs here and there and know that your offense can come back and score even more than they did. And it gives you more freedom. You can throw more breaking pitches, different locations and stuff, because you can trust your offense to back you up on it. So,
all right, so meeting Marinette here in the finals for the second year in a row, they defeat Gladstone in the other semifinals 6-5. Did you guys kind of want to meet Marinette again? Were you looking forward to an opportunity to avenge that 17-5 loss from yesterday?
Yeah, definitely looking for redemption there. I mean, we played really bad in that game, and we're looking to come back and just show them that we're a really good team and to take home the championship win, of course.
All right. Well, Isaac, best of luck to you in that regard. Thank you so much for coming up and joining us. If you got anybody listening in back home, shout them out.
Shout out, Dad. Happy Father's Day. I love you. Shout out, Mom. Shout out my sister, Lainey. And shout out, Chelsea Nichols. I love her once again.
Well said, Isaac. Thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on another great performance on the mound, my friend.
Of course.